Do boys need time by themselves to be boys? And do girls need time by themselves to be girls? That's a national debate the Boy Scouts of America has touched off with its decision to soon welcome girls. Cognoscenti commentator Alistair Mook has been thinking a lot about what's right for girls and what he and his wife have learned from their daughters.
Our twin daughters began their scouting experience in the usual way, as Girl Scouts. For our daughter Cleo, it's been a great fit. Her troop's focus on public service, leadership, STEM activities, and crafts has been empowering and fun. And she's likely benefited from the absence of the sometimes more raucous energy of boys. But to our daughter Elsa, Girl Scouts never felt quite right. She wanted to shoot bows and arrows, whittle with knives, camp out, and shoot rockets into the air. Yes, all these things absolutely can be done in the Girl Scouts, but it's up to local leadership and the interest of other girls in the troop. And at least where we live, these kinds of activities haven't been much on offer. So, 2 years ago, Elsa was thrilled to find out a local Cub Scout pack was enrolling girls. When it comes to the Boy Scouts, it seems there are two realities: the national organization and its official policies, and the local organizations and how they choose to enforce those policies. Elsa is quite sure she's a girl, but she does present in quote-unquote boyish ways. To our surprise, the boys in her troop have been more accepting in many ways than some of the girls she's met in Girl Scouts. It's been a positive and empowering experience for her. Critics worry that letting girls into the Boy Scouts will threaten enrollment in the Girl Scouts and contribute to the disappearance of those rare, girls-only spaces that serve so many kids well. In a society where girls and women continue to be marginalized and where male predatory behavior still finds refuge, those concerns are valid. But so are the needs and concerns of my daughter and others like her. These issues are bigger than scouting. Our country has a lot of work left to do around gender orientation and identity. And those of us who support the empowerment of girls need to be able to hear each other. As I've learned from my own daughters, there's no single road to empowerment.
Alistair Mook is a Grammy-nominated family musician from Boston. He's also a contributor to WBUR's ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti. To read his essays and many others, visit our website, WBUR.org.